You're listening to SBS News.
50 metres, constant velocity. 37 metres. 30 metres. 20 metres. 17 metres, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown confirmed.
Applause at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory near Los Angeles for one of the organisation's biggest achievements of recent years. After a six-month journey and a seemingly even more perilous six-minute descent onto the planet's surface, a spacecraft named InSight has landed on Mars. Despite some previous successful United States Mars landings, the rate of success for missions to Mars is not great, around 40%. Hence the joy amongst scientists at hearing news of the spacecraft, even if the radio transmissions from it do take 8 minutes to travel the nearly 160 million kilometres between Mars and Earth. Chief Engineer Rob Manning describes the picture of the surface of Mars that's been sent by InSight back to NASA.
There it is. You can see a better view. You can see that really is debris. And there is the horizon back there, the bluish sky. That's part of the lander deck on the front left. I can't take out, but it looks like there's not a lot of rocks in the field of view. But those dots you see there are very likely to be dust particles on the dust cover, which will be removed.
Many more photos are expected in the days to come as the spacecraft's dust covers come off. But the surface of the area on Mars where the craft landed looks to be smooth, which is just what scientists were hoping for. This particular Martian mission means so much to so many at NASA. Tom Hoffman is a project manager for this mission. He says the process of InSight's landing, where it went from travelling at 19,000 kilometres per hour down to zero as it went through the Martian atmosphere, was so stressful for him, he almost couldn't cope.
It was an incredibly emotional experience. To think about working for 7 years, as many of the people here in the room have done, to get to the point where you have seven more minutes to survive, literally survive, is incredibly hard to describe. My heart was basically, I think, just stopped beating for 7 minutes. I don't know if that's healthy or not, but then when we got the indication of parachute deployment, which was absolutely terrifying thing to think about, we got that positive.
Do justice on television with that degree of quietness.
And when we finally got the confirmation of touchdown, it was completely amazing. The whole room went crazy. My inner four-year-old came out, but it was not bad. Some of the people on the team had made a timeout area for me just in case. I didn't have to use it.
There is still much for humanity to learn about Mars, Earth's immediate neighbour away from the Sun. Scientists hope the work of the InSight probe will provide some answers. The 360-kilogram craft will sit in the same spot on the surface of the planet for the next 2 years. 2 Earth years is about the equivalent of 1 year on Mars. As it sits there, it will use its 1.8-metre-long robotic arm to place a seismometer and mole on the Martian surface. That mole will then burrow more than 5 metres into the ground to measure the planet's internal heat. The seismometer will try and detect any earthquakes. It's hoped that all of this will help scientists understand how our solar system formed the way it did 4.5 billion years ago, and why it did, with Earth suitable for life as we know it. It's not, however, a search for contemporary life on Mars. The planet's atmosphere and cold, dry conditions make it unsuitable for such life. InSight's principal investigator, Bruce Benert, says the successful landing of the craft gives scientists a lot of hope.
That first image from the Viking lander, that bright red image, you know, we'd seen all these nice black and white images from the moon, and they were amazing, but, you know, this bright red image from Mars, and the first image from another planet, and now I'm looking at this image from InSight, and it's just, it's like, you know, a full circle of a whole career, you know, working towards understanding Mars better.
And InSight and its discoveries won't be the last humanity learns about Mars. While InSight has no ability to detect life, NASA's forthcoming Mars 2020 mission will attempt to do just that. It will collect rocks from Mars that will eventually be brought back to Earth to be analysed for signs of ancient life. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.